It's time for State Amateur Baseball on You Are There Sports. The state tournament is co-hosted by the Cold Spring and Watkins communities and runs through Labor Day. 48 teams have earned the right to play for the Class C state championship, including four teams from Region 8C, the Fort Ripley Rebels, the Lastrup Lakers, the Nisswa Lightning, and the defending state champions, the Sobieski Skis. State Tournament Baseball on You Are There Sports is brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce, Dustin Upgren, your State Farm Insurance agent, Central Minnesota Distribution and Pepperidge Farm, Sunrise Ag, Willenbring, Dahl, Walken, and Zimmerman Law of Cold Spring, Patrick's Bar and Grill in Pierce, Dave Fisher, your REMAX Central agent, KLD Land Surveying, Stroot, Schumer, and Associates, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer, Elder Care, and St. Otto's Care Center. State Amateur Tournament Baseball is also brought to you on You Are There Sports by the Cloud 9 Mattress Superstore in Wade Park, the Brickyard Bar and Grill in Pierce, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Avon State Bank, Ritter's Thompson Olson Public Accountants, Weichert Realtors and Neil Tyson, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, and the Silver Bullet Bar. It's time for State Tournament Baseball. Let's head to the ballpark on You Are There Sports.
And good morning and welcome to Labor Day Baseball. Class C State Tournament semifinal resuming here. And there's a base hit for Drew Boland as Scott Sand threw two pitches to get out of the bottom of the fourth when play resumed here. And Nisswa's got first and second now. So when play picked up here, there were two outs, man on first, and Sand got Joe Nix to ground out to Brett Jenkins on the second pitch he threw, so that ended the fourth. We're now in the top of the fifth inning. Morgan Shepherd reached on an error. Brett Jenkins tried to bunt him over, and Shepherd forced it second. And now Boland has singled, and it brings up Aaron Jenkins. The score is Nisswa 2, Plato nothing, and Plato has brought in draftee Tony Clay from Winstead after Adam Prain had gone yesterday and ends up going four innings. Aaron Jenkins the batter, and he fights one off. 0-2. Jenkins singled in Nisswa's second run yesterday in the third inning. They scored both their runs that inning off Prain. And now they've got two aboard with one out in the fifth. Howard Lake and Green Isle will play after this, and then we'll play for the championship. Clay ready. The Winstead right-hander looks in and delivers a fastball, and it's nubbed foul again off the bat of Aaron Jenkins, player manager for the Lightning. So as we pick it up, what a beautiful day this has turned out to be in a span of about 12 hours or less. As Winstead checks the runners, and again the two-strike pitch just outside. And it's 1-2, little bit of a breeze, lots of sunshine. And one of these last four teams will get their moment in the sun today. Jenkins awaits. Brett Jenkins at second, Boland at first. Breaking ball moves off the plate, and it's 2-2. Five hits now for Nisswa with Boland's single. Boland drove in the first run yesterday with a ground out to second. As Jenkins battles Clay. Fastball rides high. Full count now as Jenkins has run out the string. The right-hander working on very short rest as he delivers the 3-2 pitch and another foul ball skied back over the backstop. Nisswa third base dugout. Their fans in the elevated deck just past the third base dugout, while Plato in the first base side with their fans to the right. 3-2 again to Jenkins with Jeremiah Pipcorn due up next, barring a double play. Swing and a miss. Clay gets a strikeout. Big strikeout as Tony Clay wins the battle with Aaron Jenkins. And that's the second out of the inning, and it brings up the shortstop, Jeremiah Pipcorn.
Shortstop number 11, Jeremiah Pipcorn.
Struck out looking in the first, bounced into an inning-ending double play in the third. Had a hit yesterday and scored on the Repke homer in the eighth to beat Jordan. Swing and a foul, 0-1. So Clay takes over from Prane here on the resumption. Brett Jenkins gets his lead. And a couple of looks back by the right-hander. Now the pitch. Swinging another foul. Clay has left a couple of pitches up, and Pipcorn's been right underneath. Look where the center fielder is playing. He is standing literally on the warning track in center field. 0-2 to Pipcorn. Nisswa 2, Plato nothing semifinal, top of the fifth. Here's the 0-2. Outside with another fastball from Clay. One ball, two strikes. Jenkins reached on a fielder's choice. Bolin singled. The two-strike pitch from Clay. Fly to left. That's going to be playable. Panning is there. He's got it, and the inning's over. For Nisswa in their half of the fifth. No runs. There was one hit, one Plato error, two lightning left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth in Watkins. The score remains Nisswa 2, Plato nothing in the semifinals.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers! Managers play a vital role in baseball, and many people say baseball is a metaphor for life. Let Dustin Upgren with State Farm Insurance help you manage the risks of everyday life. When life throws you a curveball, State Farm Insurance and agent Dustin Upgren will step up to the plate for you. They offer a wide variety of services, including insurance, finances, and claims. Located in Cold Spring, see them online at DustinUpgren.com or call them at 320-685-3672. A proud supporter of amateur baseball, it's Dustin Upgren with State Farm Insurance.
For the bottom of the fifth and the Plato Blue Jays against Scott Sand, it'll be the third baseman, Brian Grotman, singled in the second. Sand got him to pop up over the deck behind third, and it's 0-1. So in the 2 days combined now, Sand popped that one up. That's going to be playable middle infield for Pipcorn. Behind second, he's got it, and Grotman is out. That's 39 pitches for Sand, 37 yesterday. And here is left fielder Kyle Panning. Panning hit the ball deep to right center. That Nisswa was able to get a double play on a base running mistake by Plato to end the second when Grotman lost track of the outs. He was standing on third and got doubled off first as Bolin made the catch in deep right center. First pitch fouled away by the left-handed hitting Panning, and it's 0-1. Sand off the plate and outside, 1-1. Mitchell Pinsky due up next, the number 9 hitter. Plato got to the semis by beating Cannon Falls 8-5. Swing and a foul, 1-2. And Nisswa defeated Jordan 3-2. Plato now batting in the bottom of the fifth. They've got four hits off Sand. Rolled foul again by the lefty. Still one ball, two strikes. Grotman popping to short to lead off the inning. Now a 1-2 count. 7-8-9 here in the Plato, bottom of the fifth. And Sand delivers and held there by the catcher Shepherd, but he doesn't get the call. It's 2-2. Look a little high and outside. And Sand back to work again. Another fastball that's high. Full count now to the left-handed hitting Kyle Panning. Sand goes into his wind. The payoff, ground ball foul to first. And the eighth pitch of the at-bat will come up to Panning as the ball ricochets off the fence into right field. Played in there by Tyler Whitworth. Shepherd back catching today. Same defensive alignment, Adam Hardy and Brett Jenkins at first and second. Jeremiah Pipcorn, Aaron Jenkins at third. Here's the payoff again. Ground ball, this is a fair ball to Hardy, and he caught it. Can't come up with it. That'll be an error on Hardy to allow Panning to reach. He reached for that ball instead of getting in front of it, and it skipped over the glove down the line, retrieved by Brett Jenkins. It wasn't a hard hit ball, but it gets off the glove, and that's the first Nisswa error, and it'll bring up a pinch hitter. This will be Tony Wishnack batting for Pinsky. Wishnack batting in the nine spot as a pinch hitter now for Mitchell Pinsky. And Sand starts him inside, ball one. Luke Schumer in left, Drew Boland in center, Tyler Whitwer in right. Panning at first with the one out fielding error committed by Nisswa. And Sand delivers. That one is hit to center. Boland over with room. Makes the catch. Two down. Panning retreats. Wishnack hit it hard, but in the vicinity of Boland, and he's able to track it down. Two outs. Plato has put some good swings on balls. Delivered from Scott Sand. And top of the order now, the second baseman, Chris Odegaard, will bat. He's flown to right and grounded to short in two at-bats so far. And Sand starts him. Strike one call. Belt high fastball. 0-1. Panning still at first. Now with two outs for Plato. Held by Adam Hardy. There goes the runner. The pitch is low. Shepherd's throw is one hop to Jenkins, safe at second. Stolen base. And it's a one ball, one strike count to Chris Odegaard. So Panning runs his way into scoring position. A one hop throw, and he beat it. Ball and a strike to Chris Odegaard, a right-handed hitter. Matt Odegaard would hit next. Sand looks into Shepherd, moved him off the plate, 2-1. Class B last night, Moorhead eliminated Cold Spring from the tournament late last night, 3-1. It'll be Moorhead and Dundas for the B title today. There's a drive to center. That ball is off the top of the wall. And it's 2-1 on the double by Chris Odegaard. It's an unearned run for the Blue Jays, but a run nonetheless. That one missed getting out of here by about 3 feet. An RBI double by Chris Odegaard has put Plato on the board. 2-1. And now the tying run stands at second for the Blue Jays. And the batter becomes the shortstop, Matt Odegaard, who has singled and grounded to Pipcorn at short. Sand, knee-high fastball, and it's called strike one. 2-1 now. Nisswa leading Plato. And the sand, 0-1, breaking ball, low, one ball, one strike. On deck then would be the right fielder, Tyler Lang, due up, but see what they do with Prane. He was lifted for Clay to begin today. In the dirt, good stop, shifting to his right by catcher Morgan Shepherd to prevent a wild pitch. Two balls and a strike. Sand trying to work and keep this a one-run lead now. Fastball grounded. Pipcore knocks it down, doesn't have a play. Pipcore now throws behind him, and Jenkins got the tag down. Odegaard overran third. Pipcore throws behind him, and the Lightning catch a break. Second base running mistake of the game for Plato, as Odegaard, who had driven in a run, rounds third too far, and Pipcore, who had booted the ball, looked up, saw him, picked it up. He was not going to get Matt Odegaard at first. Instead, gets the inning ending out at third. But the RBI double off the leadoff or the one-out error puts Plato on the board, and after five complete, Nisswa now leads Plato 2-1 in the semifinals.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Hey farmers, Jason here from Sunrise Ag. Corn harvest is right around the corner, and we are excited to tell you about some awesome upgrades at our grain facility in Buckman. Sunrise Ag has increased its wet corn capacity 10 times and up to 5 times faster drying capabilities with our new Matthews Company grain dryer built by Midwest Sales and Construction. To save even more time, Sunrise Ag has upgraded our unloading pit and leg for dry grain too. So no more long lines and no more long waits. Check us out at sunriseagcoop.com.
Jason Repke leads off the top of the sixth against Tony Clay, the drafted right-hander from Winsted. Swings at a high fastball. It's a 2-1 count. So Pipcore gets charged with an error and then gets the out on a fielder's choice. So two errors in that inning, a run on a hit for Plato. 2-1 Nisswa, top of six. Swing and a foul off the mask of the catcher, and it's 2-2 to Repke. Repke, Schumer, and Whitweer due up for the Lightning. Their lead cut in half. Clay, 20 pitches in the first inning, struck out one. Repke watches it low. Full count to Repke. It was Repke that hit the game-winning homer in the bottom of the eighth with two men on yesterday morning against Jordan. Swing and a miss. Down goes Repke. One out. Clay with a strikeout. His second. And it'll bring up the left fielder, Luke Schumer.
Left fielder number 12, Luke Schumer.
Ground out to first and a single for Luke. Luke thrown out trying to steal. Ending the fourth on a strikeout throwout double play. Clay misses low. First pitch was in for a strike, so it's an even count, 1-1. Tyler Whitweer on deck. 2-1, Nisswa batting with one out in the sixth. Back to work, Clay grounded back to the pitcher, snared by Clay to first for the second out. Good glove work out there by Clay. And there are two outs for Tyler Whitweer, the Nisswa right fielder.
Number 34, Tyler Whitweer.
He has singled, flown to right. He picked up Nisswa's first base hit with a two-out line drive single off the glove of the second baseman Odegaard yesterday. And Clay misses up. One ball, no strikes. If Whitwer reaches, it's Adam Hardy due up. Here's the 1-0 fastball. Chopper or foul past third. Ball and a strike now to Whitwer. Green Isle will face Howard Lake in another semifinal game about a half an hour after this game is concluded. Then the championship. Moorhead has to beat Dundas twice today to win the Class B title. Dundas only needs to win once. As they wrap up Class B at Springer Park today. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a foul back. It's going to drift out of play, and Clay works ahead of Whitwer. One ball, two strikes. Tyler batting sixth in the Nisswa order. A strikeout of Repke, a grounder back to the mound by Schumer. Strike three, fastball, and it's over in the inning for Nisswa. Two more strikeouts for Clay. Plato will come up in the bottom of the sixth inning, trailing 2-1. As we return to Watkins in the Class C semifinals.
At some point in life, we will all require legal representation. At Will and Bring Dahl, Watkins and Zimmerman, their mission is to represent you with honesty, integrity, and competency. They offer their clients the best possible legal advice to address your particular needs at cost-effective rates. Offering a wide range of services such as estate planning, trusts, wills and probate, business and real estate law, personal injury, family law, and many other areas of litigation, the office of Will and Bring Dahl, Walken and Zimmerman will provide effective, prompt, and efficient service. See them online at willandbring.com or call them at their Cold Spring office at 320-685-3678. Will and Bring Dahl, Walken and Zimmerman, they're there for you. Got that hungry feeling? Need a place to spend a night out with friends? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Patrick's Bar and Grill in Piers is the place. They feature a delicious menu. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Daily lunch specials, bologna days on Thursdays, pizza, wings, and great drink specials during sporting events. Patrick's also has cash drawings each Friday and Saturday night. Golfers, softball players, bowlers, everybody's welcome. Stop in today to Patrick's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers.
As we come back to action in Watkins on the first pitch of the bottom of the sixth, right fielder Tyler Lang bounces out to Aaron Jenkins at third. One pitch, one out. Nisswa 2, Plato 1, one out, bottom of the sixth. And now it's the catcher Nolan Leppel who has doubled and grounded to third. Here's the sand pitch right there for strike one. One strikeout so far for sand, and now it's 1-1. He missed just a little bit off the plate. Sand hasn't walked anyone. An unearned run in the bottom of the fifth for Plato. Chased one down and knocked it foul. 1-2 to Leppel. Double in the first, ground out in the fourth. On deck is the first baseman, Ben Slater. Leppel, the cleanup hitter for the Plato Blue Jays. Sands 1-2, off-speed pitch is high. Two balls, two strikes. Kyle Panning reached on an error, stole second. And now sand is low, full count. Chris Odegaard singling home Panning for Plato's run last inning. Popped up, that's going to get out of play. Actually, it was an RBI double, not a single, high off the wall in center. Nisswa, two runs on five hits, two errors. A run, five hits, two errors for Plato. Pop foul again. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming here to Nolan Leppel, the catcher. Right-handed hitter. Sand trying to win this 3-2 battle again. He walked him outside. A one-out walk, the first walk for Sand, puts the tying run on base, and it brings up the first baseman, Ben Slater. Slater with a pop to second and a single. He singled in the fourth, was stranded at first. So Sand issues his first walk here. He'll try and get something on the ground and maybe get two. The Lightning have an unorthodox double play as a first pitch strike. The flyout double off to end the second inning off Kyle Panning's drive to center, doubling off Grotman. Not the traditional infield double play so far. One strike to Slater and throw over, and back standing is Nolan Leppel. There's a ground ball towards second. It gets by Jenkins, knocked down by Pipcorn, but that's a base hit. Right near second, neither middle infielder could get there in time to start anything, and it ends up with Pipcorn diving onto the center field grass, knocking it down, a hit for Slater, and it's first and second with one out. And now the DH, Joe Nix. Nix began the day here. He was at the plate when rain halted the action yesterday. Nix ended up grounding out to Brett Jenkins to complete the fourth. Now he tops it foul, first base side for Hardy, and it's an 0-1 count. So a walk and an infield hit here has the go-ahead run at first. 2-1 Nisswa, Plato batting in the bottom of the sixth inning in Watkins. One strike to Nix with Grotman on deck. Scott Sand in his first year with the Nisswa Lightning. Low and inside. Again, a good stop by Shepard, shifting to his right as it came about shoe top high to the left-handed hitting DH for Plato. 1-1. Sand used to play for St. Joe. 1-1 delivery. Two on, and the pitch is a fastball rolled foul again. And Sand goes ahead of Nix. One ball, two strikes. One and two. Lead runner is Leppel. He walked. Infield single for Slater. One out after the leadoff ground ball. Up and away. 2-2. Brian Grotman on deck. Nisswa, red jerseys, white pants, blue and white for Plato. High. Sand has fallen behind now. 3-2. Two straight out of the zone. A full count to Joe Nix. He bats for Clay, the pitcher. Payoff. High. He walked him. They're loaded. Second walk of the inning. Bases loaded for the third baseman, Brian Grotman. And Paul Jenkins is going to visit the mound from the Nisswa dugout. So Nisswa comes back with Sand after about 37 pitches yesterday in 3 2/3 innings. Sand got the final out of the fourth on two pitches here today when play resumed. Gave up an unearned run in the fifth. Now has walked two and given up an infield single after a leadoff ground out. And Plato is threatening to tie, if not take the lead, here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Grotman has singled and popped to short. Singled in the second. Sand from the set. And the wind and the veteran moved him inside. 1-0. Kyle Panning is on deck. Blue Jays at every base here in the sixth inning. Sand pauses, fastball grounded. Hardy snares it, fair ball. Comes home and it hit the runner. It hit the runner coming into the first baseline. A throwing error on Hardy. This game is tied. Leppel scores. Hardy fielding the ball in front of first came home to try and get the force, and his throw hit the oncoming runner, the batter, Grotman, and rolls to the backstop. So the bases remain loaded. And Kyle Panning steps in. E3, third, Nisswa error, second on Hardy since we've come back to play today. Panning reached on an error and scored last inning. He's also flown to deep right center. Sand fires a strike, 0-1. No RBI on the play. Boy, that was an odd development there. There was no way Grotman was going to get out of the way. As the next pitch, low. Ball and a strike. Pinsky, the center fielder, on deck. There is one out. A tying run has scored on Nisswa's error here. And Sand, desperate need of a second out, popped out of play over the third base dugout. One ball, two strikes to the number 8 hitter, the left fielder, Kyle Panning. So the walk to Leppel comes in to score. The go-ahead run is Ben Slater at third. Here's the Sand pause and pitch. Wrinkler just inside. 2-2. 2-2 to Kyle Panning from Scott Sand. Hardy will play in front of the runner up on the grass at first. Jenkins up a bit at third, and now Shepard will come out and have a word with the veteran right-hander, Sand. And that's literally what it was, a word. He'd no longer set one foot on the hill, then headed back to home plate. I would say that word, if I had to choose one, would be focus. 2-2 pitch. Outside, full count now. No place to put Panning. Payoff pitch, Sand to Panning. And Sand deals. Popped up behind third. Jenkins going back, looking up, and he made a catch down the line in fair territory. Home plate umpire signaling that was a fair ball. No infield fly rule. It was well down the left field line, and a nice play by Jenkins. Second out was a big one there. And now the center fielder, Mitchell Pinsky. He was lifted for a pinch hitter who ended up flying to center. Nope, we're going to have another hitter now coming up. So Pinsky, who was in the on-deck circles, heads back. He's out of the game now. This is Tony Behringer, a righty. Outside, ball one. So Behringer hitting in the sixth. Second pinch hitter Plato's used in this spot. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1. Behringer, 26 years old, out of Hutchinson. Played at Bethany Lutheran. 1-1. Bases loaded, 2-2. Ground ball in the left, base hit. Plato has taken the lead. A pinch hit go-ahead RBI single by Tony Behringer. Just past a diving Jenkins to the shortstop side. Slater scores the second run of the inning. Plato has gone up 3-2. And Chris Odegaard stands in as he blasted one off the very top of the wall last time up out in deep center to drive in Plato's first run. And now Sand, breaking ball, strike. Eighth Blue Jay batter of the inning. Two walks, an error. High, 1-1. 3-2 Plato now in the bottom of the sixth. Sand Looking into Morgan Shepherd. Low, and Morgan again. He's had an early workout here this morning. Two balls, one strike. Not sure if the runner, Nix, would have attempted to score from third. Sand's next pitch lifted out of play over the first base dugout. And it's a 2-2 count to second baseman Chris Odegaard. 28 years old, played at Mankato. Glencoe Silver Lake. 2-2 pitch. Low again, a stop by Shepherd, and again a full count. This is the fourth full count of this inning for a Plato batter. Lot of pitches for Sand. Bases loaded, two out, there go the runners. The pitch is chopped up the middle, stays down. Pipcorn up with it to first, inning over. Eight men bat, two score. They leave the bases full. And after six, Plato has the lead. The Blue Jays 3, the Lightning 2.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I would like to congratulate two of the area's finest, Paul Fronsig from Harding and Leonard Butch Hannes from Sobieski, on their upcoming Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame induction. Remember, for all your real estate needs, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
An outstanding athlete uses vision, a good strategy, planning, and knowledge to help them succeed. In that same regard, when you have property that needs surveying, mapping, staking, or more, it requires a company with a proven track record like Kramer Lease DeLeo. They're experienced on all aspects of land surveying services. They're reliable, accurate, timely, and work within your budget. Serving landowners, developers, and governmental agencies. See them online for a quote at kldland.com or stop into their offices in Brainerd or St. Cloud. State-of-the-art survey equipment and techniques from Kramer, Leas, and DeLeo saying good luck, Region 8, and go Rebels!
We now go to the top of the seventh, and Tony Clay will work with a lead now, 3-2 Plato. Hardy leads off, takes ball one. Hardy, Shepherd, Brett Jenkins do up for the Lightning, the bottom third of their order. Three strikeouts, no walks, and taking over from Adam Prane to begin today on the resumption. Low 2-0, 35 pitches now for Clay. He has given up one hit. A Drew Boland single in the fifth. Swing, ground ball, left side of the infield. Odegaard, the shortstop, off the back foot. High throw, safe at first is Hardy. Hardy gives me a little look as he rounds first and say, I got a break there. That is ruled an error on the shortstop, Odegaard.
The catcher number 41, Morgan Shepherd.
E6. Errors are even at three apiece, and it brings up the catcher, Morgan Shepherd. And now Nisswa will decide if they want to give up and out with a bunt here. Shepherd has reached on an error, walked, and scored today. He squares. That's the decision early made, and it's bunted into the net. One strike. So the tying run reaches on a Plato error. Throw was just a little high into the outfield side of first. Slater not able to keep the toe on the bag, allowing Hardy to reach safely. Now Adam gets his lead. Clay from the set. Shepherd squares. Third baseman creeps up. Pop foul again. Clay doing a good job. Hard fastballs up in the zone. Those are tough pitches to try and get on top of and lay a bunt down. 0-2. Clay to Shepherd. Nobody out. Clay deals, foul back on a swing by Morgan Shepherd. Trying to at least get Hardy to second. That's his job. He failed to do it with a bunt. The Odegaards will play up the middle, hoping that Clay can get a ground ball here. There goes Hardy. Pitch is outside. Clutch, double clutch on the throw, and that allows Hardy to steal second. He stole the base yesterday in a head-first slide, and it looked like Leppel, the catcher, had a little trouble getting a handle on it. Pitch was high for a ball, and Hardy, the tying run, now at second with nobody out. 1-2 to Shepard. Clay delivers. Tapper to third, knocked down there, picked up. Hardy will stay at second on the out at first. So one away as Shepard knocked one towards third baseman Brian Grotman, who was able to retrieve the ball and get Shepard by a step and a half. Now Brett Jenkins. Jenkins awaits the Clay pitch. Hits it in the air, right field. It's playable there, and it's caught by Behringer. Out number two. First pitch, fly to right. And it leaves the inning up now to Drew Boland. He's got the only hit off Clay. He singled to center in the fifth. Boland drove in a run with a ground out in the third, has singled and grounded out twice, 1-for-3. Tying run at second, two outs, top of the seventh, 3-2 Plato. Ground ball right side, Odegaard, big hop, shovels to first, and Nisswa is out in the seventh. Seventh inning stretch in Watkins. Luke Schumer's going to be on the pitch for Nisswa when we come back. Plato 3, Nisswa 2.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. As an Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Luke Schumer is ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. Call Luke Schumer today at 218-829-4131. Office is located at Baxter, Aiken, and Pequot Lakes, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
It's the GE Labor Day Savings event going on now at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Stop in now and check out the great deals that we have on all of our GE appliances. You can save hundreds of dollars on select appliances. Plus, we offer delivery and we service all makes. If you're in the market for new appliances, be sure to stop into Design Electronics Radio Shack during our Labor Day sales event going on now through September 9th.
So Luke Schumer takes over for Scott Sand. We go to the bottom of the seventh, Plato 3, Nisswa 2. Schumer worked an inning here on Saturday to finish off the game against New Market. And he will face Matt Odegaard to lead it off, the shortstop. Three runs, seven hits, three errors for the Plato Blue Jays. Two runs on five hits, three errors for Nisswa. Bottom of the seventh for Plato, up by a run. They came back with a run in the fifth. Scored two in the sixth. Torrey Miller into the game to replace Schumer and left Schumer on the hill for Sand. And ball one to start the seventh, Matt Odegaard. Odegaard reached on an error on the play that the Lightning were able to get an out at third on a base running mistake as Chris Odegaard was rounding the bag too far and Pipcorn threw behind him and got the third out. There's a foul ball, 1-1. Matt Odegaard singled, 1-for-3 officially, pulls one foul off the shed, the maintenance shed here down the line and left, 1-2. One strikeout, two walks in six innings for Sand. 91 pitches in the 2 days. Charged with 3 runs on 7 hits. 1-2, 0-2. Odegaard to from Schumer. Breaking ball outside. 2-2. 2-3-4 in the order here for Plato. Crow River Valley. They in Green Isle out of that league. Hit in the air to left towards Miller, and Miller ranging into the alley. And that's the baseball gods again. Get in the game. Ball comes right to you. Miller tracks it down. One away.
The right fielder, number 13, Tyler Lang.
Tyler Lang now to bat. I believe Lang is probably in center field now because I believe the pinch hitter Behringer is in right. They announced Lang as the right fielder, but I do believe he's in center. First pitch strike from Schumer. It's 0-1. 3-2 Plato, one out, bottom of the seventh. Schumer's next pitch, threw it by him, swing and a miss. 0-2 to Lang. He's 0-3, 2 groundouts and a strikeout so far today, but all of those 3 at-bats came against Scott Sam, the Nisswa starter. 2-strike pitch, fought off, knocked it straight back over the grandstand in Watkins. No balls, 2 strikes. Nolan Leppel, the catcher, awaits his turn on deck. Oh and two. Left that one way high and outside. Lang taking it for 1-2 count. Again, Green Isle against Howard Lake. 40 to 45 minutes after this, so I would say that's going to be round one. Low, 2-2. Tyler Lang bounced into fielder's choice in the first, struck out leading off the fourth, and grounded to Jenkins at third leading off the sixth. 2-2 pitch, hit in the air, playable for Boland as now he started back, comes in. Plenty of room for Drew. He's got it for the second out. So Schumer comes in, gets 2 flyouts to start his stint on the hill. And it'll bring up the Plato catcher, Nolan Leppel. Double in the first yesterday. Ground out in the fourth. Walk to start the go-ahead rally last inning. He took a 1-out walk from Scott Sand. And a pitch delivered inside corner for a called strike. And the set by Schumer. Little slide step, little bit low. 1-1. Schumer looks in for the sign from Shepard. Off speed and outside. 2-1 if Leppel reaches, Ben Slater due up. Ground ball, foul pass. Oh, that's a fair ball. Down the line, retrieved by Miller. Rounding and holding at first with a 2-out single. Nolan Leppel, he's on base for the third time with his second hit.
First baseman number 16, Ben Slater.
Slater has singled his last 2 times up. He's popped a second as well, scored a run. First man to reach. Schumer's pitch, ground ball. Jenkins to his brother at second for the force, and that ends the Plato half of the seventh. No runs, a hit. A man left. We'll go to the eighth. 3-2 Plato. It'll be Aaron Jenkins, Jeremiah Pipcorn, Jason Repke due up for the Lightning.
The year was 1998, and the Victory League's finest teams had gathered in Piers and Buckman to decide who would advance to the Class C state tournament. All dynasties must have a beginning, and in 1998, the Sobieski Skis captured their first of 8 region championships, led by region MVP Brad Check. The Skis defeated the Piers Bulldogs in the championship that year to advance to state, where Brad Olson would hit a walk-off homer in the bottom of the 10th to beat Bird Island in the first round before the Skis fell to eventual state runner-up Richmond in round two. Can they add championship number 9? We'll find out in 2015. So get ready to enjoy some of the best baseball action in the state. This ad brought to you by Elder Care of Minnesota and St. Otto's Care Center. It's baseball season, and when it comes to getting a good night's sleep, don't swing and miss. You need to make a visit to Cloud 9 Mattress Superstore in Waite Park. Once there, you'll run into a stress-free, no-pressure shopping environment. You may have shopped at a big box store previously. Don't make the same error twice. They have over 20 years in the mattress industry and are one of Central Minnesota's favorite mattress stores. They're located in the Riverwood Mall, just 1.5 miles west of Crossroads Mall on Division Street, just past the Parkwood Theater and next to Anton's. So when you're ready to hit the hay and catch some Z's, remember Cloud 9 Mattress Superstore in Waite Park.
Top of the eighth inning, Plato 3, Nisswa 2, Class C semifinals. Aaron Jenkins leads off against Tony Clay in the eighth. And the pitch to Jenkins, low. Baseball superstitious lot and little things you notice in the eighth inning when Repke hit a three-run homer to win the game basically yesterday. Brett Cloutier came on to coach first, the good luck charm, and guess who's out coaching first now for the first time in the eighth? Mr. Cloutier. 2-0, Jenkins. Repke is due up third this inning. 3-0 now, Jenkins takes high. Plato's going to get the bullpen active. Jenkins has driven in a run with a single. He's 1-for-3. 3-0 Clay pitch in for a strike. Clay started the day on the mound, taking over from Adam Prane. He's gone 3 full innings. And now strike 2 is taken. Full count. 48 pitches for Clay today. He has struck out 3, walked 1. He's allowed 1 hit, a Drew Boland 5th inning single. The payoff. Inside, he issues a walk to put the tying run aboard. Jenkins to first.
Shortstop number 11, Jeremiah Pipcorn.
And now Pipcorn to bat. Flew to left last time. He's hit into a double play and struck out as well. They're going to run for Jenkins. It'll be Kyle Scheibel, yesterday's complete game winning pitcher against Jordan, to run for Jenkins.
Now running at first, number 10, Kyle Scheibel.
Scheibel for Jenkins, pinch running, that'll be a re-entry. We're in the eighth. Pipcorn takes a rip, comes up empty, 0-1. Pipcorn awaits the 0-1 pitch. Clay ready. Got him to chase. A good slider from Clay. That one had late bite on it, and it's 0-2. Scheibel running at first. He represents the tying run. Nobody out, eighth inning. Top half the eighth. Clay to Pipcorn. Two of the state's best right here. Swinging a pop foul, that's going to drift back and over the first base dugout side. Pipcorn stays alive at 0-2. Repke on deck. Nisswa, 2 runs on 5 hits. 3 runs on 7 hits. 8 hits, excuse me, for Plato. Clay's 0-2 once more. Pop foul, that ball is back at the wall. It's going to be playable and caught by Leppel, and Pipcorn is out. Foul out to the catcher for the first out of the eighth. And here's Repke. Does he have some more eighth inning magic in that bat?
Number 31, Jason Repke.
Turned the game around with one swing yesterday, a 3-run homer off Scott Hollinsworth of Jordan to win the game 3-2. He'll bat as the go-ahead run at the plate now. He took a crack at it. He swings and misses. Clay left one above the shoulders. And interesting, talking to Repke yesterday, he doubled off the top of the wall in a ball that got lost in the ivy and was ruled a ground rule double. the previous at-bat against Hollingsworth. Is there a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Ball gets away from Leppel, and Scheibel will go to second. The tying run into scoring position. Blue Jays claiming that Repke made contact, and it should be a foul ball. Scheibel, stay near the bag, Kyle, until they tell you what to do. Umpires both holding up their hands. Now they're sending Scheibel back to first. All right. So the foul ball is ruled, and Scheibel back to first base. But to finish, they said that Repke said that he'd guessed fastball, got a fastball, lined it off into the ivy. So he figured the next time up he was not going to get a fastball from Hollingsworth. He sat on a breaking pitch as he fouls one back here. He guessed breaking ball against Hollingsworth on the first pitch yesterday, and he crushed it. 0-2 to Repke. Scheibel pinch running for Jenkins, who led off with a walk. Here's the pitch again. Grounded foul to the on-deck circle. Luke Schumer's due up next. Plato 3, Nisswa 2. We're in the top of the eighth, one away in the semifinals. Tony Clay, now the pitcher of record, the draftee from Winstead for Plato. Scheibel, short lead. Clay ready. Pauses, and the pitch. Checked his swing. Did he go? They say he did. He's out on strikes. Could not hold up on that slider from Clay for a big strikeout. Clay's fourth strikeout, and Luke Schumer will bat with two outs.
The pitcher number 12, Luke Schumer.
Clay will face Schumer. Schumer has a single. He hit back to Clay in the sixth sharply on one hop. He's 1-for-3 in this ball game. Swinging a foul, straight back, 0-1. A leadoff walk is still standing at first in the form of pinch runner Kyle Scheibel. After a pipcorn foul out to the catcher and a check swing strikeout on Repke. The 0-1 to Schumer. High, 1-1. Bullpen going for Plato to my right. Clay with the 1-1 pitch. High, 2-1. Clay had thrown 43 pitches today coming into this inning. This will be his now 62nd pitch. High, 3-1 to Luke Schumer. See if he can get something to hit here on a 3-1 count. Tyler Whitwear is due up next. Swing, ground ball towards second. Odegaard up with it. Throws him out, and the inning's over. Nisswa can't do anything with a leadoff walk issued by Clay. They leave that runner at first. We'll go to the bottom of the eighth. Plato clinging to a 3-2 lead over Nisswa in the semifinals.
Nothing spoils a fun get-together, or for that matter, everyday life, than unwanted pests. It won't be long until the summer season turns to fall, and the Asian beetles and box elder bugs will be out in force. Central Minnesota Pest Control can take care of the spraying that'll control those unwanted pests. And if you have a lake cabin, you know how spiders can be an issue. Around the home, ants and bees can make life miserable. And if you're a dairy farmer, controlling flies and spiders can be a huge issue. All of these pests can be controlled. Get started with a call to Central Minnesota Pest Control at 468-2652. Let Dewey and his staff handle your pest problems. Avon State Bank would like to wish local baseball teams the best of luck. Serving the area for over 100 years, Avon State Bank has grown with the community and offers a wide array of products to suit your financial needs. Need a loan? Choose from mortgage loans for a home purchase, construction, improvement, or refinance. Also, home equity lines of credit, business, agriculture, auto, and consumer loans. Wish you could bank on your own time? Now you can. Stop in or call to sign up for online banking and take advantage of the mobile app. Ask about remote deposit and deposit checks straight from your phone. Whatever your financial needs, remember Avon State Bank, more than a bank to you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bottom of the eighth, Plato 3, Nisswa 2, Class C semifinals as Luke Schumer will face the designated hitter, Joe Nix. Three runs, eight hits for Plato, two runs, five hits for Nisswa. Nix walked and is grounded out twice. Ground ball on the first pitch. Pipcorn has the ball come up on him, plays it to first in time, one away. Nix on the first pitch grounds out against Luke Schumer. And now the third baseman, Brian Groppman.
Third baseman number 15, Brian Groppman.
One for three. It was Groppman that hit the ball to first, that Hardy hit him coming into first for an error to tie the game, and he rips one to center for a hit. Plato comes up there on the first two pitches, swinging away. They ground out and now single. And Groppman's aboard for the third time. That's two hits for him. It's nine hits for Plato. We're going to look like get a runner, I believe, for Groppman. They're going to the bench for Jake Von Berge. Pinch runner, one on, one out. So bottom of the eighth for Kyle Panning. Popped to third on a nice play going back down the line by Jenkins in the sixth. He scored Plato's first run on the double by Chris Odegaard in the fifth. And Schumer starts him off with a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. 3-2 Plato. Schumer with the pinch runner. Van Berg getting his lead, held by Hardy. Luke will keep an eye on him. Short lead, though. And it's grounded to Hardy. They're going to go to second to Pipcorn. The relay to first, back, and not in time. Beat it out. They get the lead out. Panning, left-handed hitter, long strides, beats it by a half a step. It's a fielder's choice, 3-6. Panning replaces Van Berg at first base. Two outs for Tony Behringer. It was Behringer that put Plato ahead with an RBI single in the sixth. That's the difference in the ball game right now. A pinch hit, go-ahead single, and he takes a healthy rip, and it's 0-1. Schumer. As Behringer awaits, and throw over, back is the runner Panning. Two down here in the eighth inning. Runner at first. 0-1 delivery to Behringer. Ground ball towards third. They'll go to second for the force, and we will go to the ninth. Nisswa needs a run to keep the season alive. It's Whitwear, Hardy, and Morgan Shepherd due up against Tony Clay.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate all 19 Victory League teams on another successful season. And good luck to the team still pursuing their dream of playing baseball on Labor Day weekend in Watkins and Cold Spring. Remember, for all your real estate needs, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Do you find yourself stranded with a less reliable connection? If your new network isn't working for you, come home to Verizon and get 12 gigs for $80 a month and $20 a month per smartphone line, plus taxes and fees. Hurry into Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and sign up today. Verizon, come home to a better network. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Smartphone device payment activation required, subject to VZW agreements.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout. As an Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Drew Boland remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. He's ready to help you feel more.
Tyler Whitwear leads off, and he hits one in the air to left center. It's playable and caught, one out in the ninth. A high fly to medium deep left center. Clay gets the first out on one pitch. Plato 3, Nisswa 2, one out in the ninth. The batter becomes Adam Hardy. Hardy against Clay, and the pitch in for a strike. Hardy reached on an error at short last time up. Clay misses his spot just off the plate there, 1-1. Hardy stole second, was stranded there in the seventh. Outside again, 2-1. 3-2 Plato. One out in the ninth inning. Clay trying to pitch Plato to the finals. Swing and a miss, threw a fastball by him, and it's 2-2 with Shepard on deck. Clay has struck out four, walked one in relief, given up one hit, no runs. 2-2 fastball, lying down the line and Rye dropping, fair ball. Base hit, Adam Hardy, tying run aboard. Just fair, and Morgan Shepard will bat. Second hit off Clay.
The catcher number 41, Morgan Shepard.
So the tying run to first, go-ahead run to the plate in Shepard, who has walked, reached on an error, grounded to third. Clay having a brief conversation with his shortstop, Odegaard, on positioning. Now he's ready to pitch. And Morgan Shepard takes a strike, 0-1. That is hit number 6 for Nisswa. The starter, Preen, gave up 4-2 allowed today by the reliever, Clay. Ground ball, this could be 2 to Odegaard. The turn and the double play, and the season ends for Nisswa. Plato will play for the state championship later today. A 4-6-3 ground out ends it in Watkins. The post game begins next.
Ritters, Thompson & Olson Public Accountants is a full-service accounting firm serving clients throughout the central Minnesota area, dedicated to providing their clients with professional, personalized services and guidance in a wide range of financial and business needs. Whether you're an individual or business in and around central Minnesota, Ritters, Thompson & Olson Public Accountants has years of valuable experience assisting with your accounting needs. Call them at 632-3646 or see their website at rtocpa.com.
The Victory League has provided me with many amazing memories, just as I'm sure your home has provided for your family. When it comes time to look for a new home, you can rely on me to ensure the process is handled with Victory League dedication. Contact me for all your real estate needs, Neil Tyson, Weicker Realtors Tower Properties, 320-266-4616.
The first semifinal is in the books, and Plato has moved on to the 2015 Class C Championship with a 3-2 come-from-behind win over Nisswa. Nisswa won the Sunday portion of the game. Plato won the Labor Day portion. 2-0 after yesterday's suspension. Three runs today earns Plato the right to play for the trophy later on, following the Howard Lake Green Isle semifinal. Final line score for the Blue Jays. They come up with 3 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors. They leave 9 on base. For Nisswa, 2 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, 6 left on base. The winning pitcher in relief from Winstead, the draftee Tony Clay. He'll go 5 innings. No runs, 2 hits. He strikes out 4, walks 1. He throws 71 pitches in relief today to get the win. Adam Prane started yesterday, went 4. He allowed 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 strikeouts with a walk in 57 pitches. So Clay in relief picks up the win. For Nisswa, Scott Sand will be tagged with the loss. The starter, He came back today after working everything yesterday. Sand made it through six, but he's charged with three runs. None of them are earned. All three unearned runs against Sand. But they still count. He struck out one. He walked two. He allowed seven base hits. Luke Schumer went the final two for Nisswa. No runs, two hits. No strikeouts, no walks. Nisswa scored twice yesterday in the third. They got an RBI groundout from Drew Boland and an RBI single by Aaron Jenkins to go up 2-0. Play was halted in the bottom of the fourth with that score intact. When we resume today, Scott Sand back out there for Nisswa, threw two pitches to get the final out of the fourth. Then in the fifth, Nisswa would see their lead cut in half when Kyle Panning's ground ball to first got off the glove of Hardy for an error. Panning would steal second after a pinch hitter. Wisnick flew out to center. Chris Odegaard banged one off the top of the fence in center to score Panning. And it was 2-1 after five. The decisive frame came an inning later in the bottom of the sixth. After a Tyler Lang ground out to third, Scott Sand issued his first walk of the game to the cleanup batter, Nolan Leppel. Then Ben Slater reached on an infield single. First and second, one out. Another walk followed to Joe Nix, and the bases were loaded with one out. And then Brian Grotman came up. He hit a potential, at least they should have got a force out at the plate on a ground ball to first. But Hardy's throw towards home hit the oncoming runner, the batter Grotman, who was coming up the first base line. It went off his shoulder all the way to the backstop, scoring Leppel with the tying run at 2-2. Bases still loaded. After Kyle Panning popped up for the second out, pinch hitter Tony Behringer stepped up and delivered the what turns out to be game-winning RBI pinch hit single, scoring Ben Slater to make it 3-2, and that turns out to be the final score today. So the Nisswa Lightning season will end in Watkins, one game short of the state championship with that 3-2 setback, as Plato now will face either Green Isle or Howard Lake for the state championship later today. The Orphans and the Irish are coming up. They're on the field warming up as the grounds crew out there working. Boy, did they have this field ready to go today at 11 o'clock. Good job to the staff at Watkins here after yesterday's deluge. And game two coming up. I'll have that for you in about a little over half an hour. Let's plan about 12:45 for the second semifinal. Howard Lake against Green Isle. The winner gets Plato later today for the state championship. If Green Isle wins, it's an all Crow River Valley League final. Same league for two teams. The North Star League representing the Howard Lake Orphans. So those are the three left standing. Plato, Howard Lake, Green Isle. Second semifinal coming up in about a half an hour here on You Are There Sports. Again, final Plato 3, Nisswa 2 in the semifinals.
Thanks for listening for Classy State Amateur Baseball on You Are There Sports. The state tournament has been brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce, Dustin Upgren, your State Farm Insurance agent in Cold Spring, Central Minnesota Distribution and Pepperidge Farm, Sunrise Ag Co-op, Will and Bring Dahl, Walken and Zimmerman Law of Cold Spring, Patrick's Bar and Grill in Pierce, Dave Fisher, your RE/MAX Central agent, KLD Land Surveying, and Struth Schumer and Associates. Class C State Tournament baseball coverage on You Are There Sports is also brought to you by Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer, Elder Care and St. Otto's Care Center, the Cloud 9 Mattress Superstore in Wade Park, the Brickyard Bar and Grill in Piers, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Avon State Bank, Ritter's Thompson Olson Public Accountants, Weichert Realtors with Neil Tyson, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, and the Silver Bullet Bar. Again, thanks for listening to Class C State Amateur Baseball Tournament action on You Are There Sports.